Good evening. I want to greet each one in Jesus' name tonight. For the first number, let's turn to 497 in the Christian hymnal. If you have any suggestions tonight, feel free to give us some notes, and we can could definitely use your input. After this song, we'll take two selections. Your selection be?
535.
I imagine this is a familiar tune. Right now, I can't think about if I could use your help.
Jesus.
Another selection?
25.
Good evening, everyone. Good to see so many people here for our singing this evening. I hope you all have a song in your heart, and if any of you have prepared a group that we don't know about, well, we'd sure like to know about it. 100 years ago, in just a little over 2 weeks, in the month of August, 100 years ago, plans were laid for this church hymnal. If you read your introduction, you'll find some of that information in there. After it says here, at the meeting of the Mennonite General Conference held August 29, 1917, recommendations were adopted authorizing the gathering of material for a book of this kind. It was 2 years later before the resolution was adopted. Resolved that we recommend that the music committee with the publishing committee take steps in compiling, in the compiling of a hymn book of church standard. All right. 2 years after that, this Mennonite church didn't move too fast sometimes, evidently. 2 years later, the General Conference took further steps in enlarging the personnel of the music committee by appointing advisory hymns and music committees. The committees appointed were as follows, and I'm going to read them to you. Music Committee, C.Z. Yoder, Chairman. J.D. Brunk, which is John David Brunk, Secretary and Music Editor. And I'm just going to say a few words about him. John Brunk was born in 1872, shortly after the Civil War. He died in 1926, I think it is, or 27, just before the book was printed. At about, he would have been about 56 years of age. So about 10 years, maybe not 10 years, maybe more like 6 to 8 years of his life were probably involved in compiling this hymnal here. S.F. Kaufman, who was Samuel F. Kaufman, I think hymn editor, and then several other men, Walter E. Yoder, Ed Miller, S.R. Good, and J.B. Smith. Advisory Hymns Committee, L.G. Heatwall, Noah Mack, John Horse, J.D. Charles, E.J. Zook, and the hymn editor, which would have been Samuel Kaufman. Advisory Music Committee, A.B. Kolb, Cobb, K-O-L-B, Chauncey J. King, Amos Ebersol, Chester K. Lehman, with the hymn and music editors. I counted those people up. It looked to me like there were about 14 who were committed with the work of putting this church hymnal together. And it's interesting to me that here we are. It's one of the books we're using in our church, and we'll be singing at least some songs out of there tonight. For our devotions this evening, I'm going to read the music committee's note. You can follow along in your hymnal if you want to. If you've never read this before, why, here's your chance. We'll read it together. The divine gift of song enables the children of God to express to Him their holy devotion in a manner not otherwise possible. Heaven and earth are full of His praises, the song of the morning stars, and the melodies in the hearts of His saints. Music and poetry are the language of the soul. The blending of rhythm and harmony in their infinite forms makes possible the endless praise and adoration to God, whose love passeth knowledge, which love is comprehended only in the complete body of Christ gathered together from all parts of the earth and from all ages of time. The music committee, appointed by the General Conference, has endeavored to fulfill its obligation to the church in compiling this hymnal. The former committees appointed for such duties undertook and carried out their work faithfully with the greatest concern for the spiritual welfare and prosperity of the church. Your committee has desired and endeavored to serve in the same spirit, keeping in mind the necessity of preserving the purity of doctrine and reverence in worship, which has ever promoted the spiritual life and power of the church and the glory of God in the world. During the period of 10 years since the appointment of the committee to undertake the work of compiling this hymnal, there has been a constant outlook and effort to select hymns that are true to the Christian faith, and which give faithful testimony to those principles for which the church has ever stood. Of necessity, the majority of the selections have come from the past centuries and from authors using the English language. That probably is why there's quite a few songs with an England background in this book. The German language, the language of our forefathers, is rich in hymns and tunes of the highest spiritual value, but it was found that generally translations from German have proved unsatisfactory in form and expression of thought. In spite of that fact, our hymnal here doesn't have it, but in the early years, why, the church hymnal used to be, you could have it with a German annex in the back of a number of German songs, which I think our songbook in Hartville used to have. The committee made a selection of hymns with a view to the scriptural teaching rather than to the spiritual emotion expressed in the hymn. The committee also endeavored to maintain the standards of the church and the character of the music selected for the hymnal. A limited number of spiritual songs and choruses have been selected which bear the doctrinal message and express the devotional spirit of the worship of Christ. The majority of the selections are hymn tunes which have been used by the church in the past centuries. Many of which have become familiar through use in our congregations. Tunes were selected that were appealing enough in their melodies and simple enough in harmony to encourage congregational singing. It was the impression of the committee that it was more advisable to encourage the use of the earlier type of church music with its richness of devotion and reverence to the holiness and majesty of our God and Savior than to cultivate the desire for the lighter and more emotional song form of the modern age. The members of the committee desire to express their great sorrow in the loss by death on February 6, 1926, of Brother John David Brunk, who served in the capacity of music editor and secretary of the committee for many years. His wide knowledge of music and his conception of the values of hymns and tunes and many years of experience in compiling the music literature of the church made his services on the committee invaluable. What has been accomplished in the production of this book has been largely due to his effort and direction. It was the ardent desire of the committee to perform a worthy service for the Master, Jesus Christ. Praying that he may use the efforts put forth in compiling this hymnal to his praise, to the edification of saints and the salvation of many souls as the church continues her testimony in the coming years, we submit these labors to the Lord and to his church. I think those are worthwhile words for our perusal. And one of the reasons I wanted to read that is just to help make you aware what's in your hymnal. Our other hymnal has an introduction as well. I would encourage you to read it. I think it's very good to become familiar with what these books hold that we have in our hands in addition to the songs. It reminds me of a dictionary. There's much more information often in a dictionary than we take for granted or that we assume. Maybe we think, well, there's words there we can look up. Sometimes dictionaries will have other things besides what you might think, such as telling you how to address a business letter or just lots of information that's of value to us. And so in the hymnal, I think the hymnal is a great companion to the scripture to have as part of our guide in life. Now, I'm going to take time to sing two songs as part of this devotional. Let's sing number 236 in the hymnal here. Sing them over again to me. You probably almost know the words by heart. And after that, I'd like to sing one that isn't in this book. And I may need to read some of those words for you. Wonderful words of life. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Oh, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me mark their beauty, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all. Wonderful words of life. Sing bliss to the loved who call. Wonderful words of life. Also free. Verse, whenever we sing the word beautiful and wonderful, give it a push, all right? Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, Savior, sanctify forever. song that is reasonably familiar to us, but which we don't have in our hymnals, employs this phrase up here. I'd like to sing that one tonight. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I think I almost know him, but I'm going to have a book here to make sure I do. The first, after we sing the first chorus, ladies, here will be your first verse. Glory to the Father, abounding in mercy. Be joyful, all you people, and magnify Jehovah. The second one, this song includes the triad, the Trinity. The second one is about Jesus. Glory be to Jesus, our gracious Redeemer. We praise him for he loved us and brought a great salvation. Third one, glory to the Spirit, the Holy Revealer. We praise him with the Father and with the Son, our Savior. And always we follow with, oh, glory, hallelujah, and so on, which I think you will know. Oh, worship the Lord.
Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of
Savior. All right, ladies.
Glory to the Spirit, the Holy Revealer. We praise him with the Father and with the Son, our Savior.
Oh,
why don't we all just stand for a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you this evening. Thank you for the gift of song that you've given us. Lord, we want to have a song in our hearts and on our lips as we go through this week and even this evening. Will you just fill our hearts with praise, with love, and with joy for you? Bless each one who has come out and just pray that our time together may be edifying and that we could just be encouraged to press on in our Christian lives. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're ready to have the children come up to sing and just stand here in the front. And Leandra, I think, is going to take care of that for us this evening.
Filling up the temple, filling up the temple.
This afternoon, I sent out a number of texts, and I didn't get a response from one person. I just was curious if they were prepared for John. Did you get my text? No? Okay. I didn't want to miss out on anything if they had something prepared, but there was a number of texts sent out, and I just wondered if you got it. I have a history of a song, and then after that, we'll have Jedediah's family come up and sing a couple songs. It's on the song number 577 in the Christian hymnal. I think I'll cut through this alley to save some time, so thought James M. Black. As he headed towards the Williamsport, Pennsylvania post office, he had never used the alley before, and so was not aware of the poverty and misery it contained. Neither was he aware of the effect that his spur-of-the-moment decision he was making would have upon his life and that of others. As he walked through the alley, he saw young girls sweeping the porch of a ramshackle house. She was dressed, so poorly, and her young face were already the traces of worry and neglect. "Young lady," asked Jim Black, "do you go to Sunday school?" "No, sir. I'd like to, but I don't have anything fit to wear. But, sir, how I'd love to go," was her reply. Soon, Jim's wife and some friends had delivered clothing and all the things that would be needed to make a young girl happy and feel wanted and fit for church. Thus began a faithful attendance record for both the Sunday school and the Epworth League. Bessie didn't miss a meeting. Each time there was a roll call, she was there to respond, until one day when her name was called, there was no reply. Again, James Black repeated her name, and still no reply. Troubled thoughts went through his mind. Maybe her drunken father had forbidden her to come, or perhaps he had taken to beating her again. After church, Black hurriedly made his way to Bessie's house, for he had a feeling that all was not well. When he arrived, he found a very sick girl. Realizing that it was serious, he summoned his own doctor, who diagnosed it as a case of advanced pneumonia. In walking back to his house, Black had not yet been able to throw off the feeling that he had come over him when Bessie had failed to respond to the roll call that morning. He thought, kept coming back to him, "Someday there will be a roll in heaven. And oh, the sadness there will be for those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life." That morning, he had tried to find a suitable song to sing, which he could use to impress the truth upon the hearts of his young people, but could not find anything. This was a great disappointment to him. Black, who also was a song leader of exceptional ability, closed the meeting feeling that a great opportunity had passed. In his heart, a voice said, "Why don't you write one?" He was to say later, "I put away the thought, but as I opened the gate and walked up the path to my house, the same thought came again so strongly that tears filled my eyes. I went into my house and sat down at the piano without any effort at all. The words seemed to tumble from my mind. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." After the complete set of words had come, the tune then came in the same manner. I felt that I was only the transcriber. I dared not change a note or a word. In a few days, I more fully understand why, for our beloved Bessie went home to heaven to await the glorious day. This song was first sung publicly at her funeral, and before singing it, I related the circumstances which led to it to its writing. Neither will I forget the effect it had upon the large audience of friends who had come. The Lord had taken little Bessie home, but in her place he had given a song to keep reminding all of us to be ready for the great roll call. It goes on a little bit further than that, but I think that's the important part. Let's go ahead and sing 577.
Good to be here tonight, and we're going to try to sing two songs, and we'll see how that goes. If you want to. The first song, oh, you coming? All right, good, another one. For the first song, we're going to sing Our God, He is Alive. And our God is alive, and we're thankful for that. And then the other song we're going to sing, is For the Beauty of the Earth. And so we just ask that you pray for us, because we didn't practice a whole lot, these two songs. I don't think we've ever sang them before. Well, we sang them, but not by ourselves. Anyways, just ask that you pray for us, and we will attempt it. And I don't want to stand too close to the mic, because I'm loud, and they're quiet. Mm-hmm.
should know who speaks from his inspired word.
There is a God.
This song here speaks that that we ought to be first grateful for all his glory and his love and for his many blessings to us, for the beauty of the earth. And there's a lot of good words in here, and just listen to the words, not so much to us singing, but we want to listen to the words and just praise our Heavenly Father for all that He does for us.
Christ our
Thank you, Jedediah and family, for sharing those numbers with us. Just a few more things that I forgot to say when I was having this earlier words. I'd like to remind you of something from Christoph Melchert. Christoph said that words without music equal low expectations. And he was talking about having printed music, I guess, to use to sing with. Now, I think one of the purposes of printed music is that we can learn the songs and sing them by heart. That's wonderful. Many churches today no longer are using hymnals. However, a while back in a church in Springfield, I was there for one of these medical programs that they give sometimes where they give you a number of tests in a short time, and we were done in a church house. So I looked to see if they had a hymnal, and they did. And interestingly enough, in this hymnal, I found the song Glory, Glory, Hallelujah that has been sung here. Not quite, basically this song. The one we have here is a little bit more of a specialized arrangement that was put together for Sharon and Myron's father. I don't remember his name even right now, but remember that song was put together. That was a kind of a blessing just to notice that song was in there. Also, as this Jedediah and his family were up here, I remembered a story I heard just this past week about a family that many of you know, and you particularly know one person in that family, and that's Charity Nolte. Someone came to the James Nolte family while they were over in Romania, and he was in the process of getting a haircut. His wife was giving him the haircut. He was holding a hymnal, and they were both singing while he was getting a haircut. So no wonder there's some singers come out of a family like that, huh? Anyhow, take heart, all of you that have families and children at home, sing with them. That's so good and so important. All right, we're going to give you a chance for a few numbers, but first of all, I'd like to sing number 377 in the church hymnal. And after this, we'll give you a chance for a few request numbers. 377, you might recognize the song a little bit like when you're playing memory. When you hear a number, maybe you think of the words, "The sands of time are sinking." And I've thought of this song this summer. I know we have had some really hot weather, but we've had some really beautiful mornings. And this particular song in the opening line, the first verse, it says, "The dawn of heaven breaks, the summer morn I've sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes." And beautiful words. I love the words. I don't know what part of this song I don't like, don't love the words. "I am my beloved's and my beloved's mine." All those beautiful words. Let's sing this song, and after this we'll give you a chance for a request number, or maybe several here. See how much time we have. Why don't we have the ladies sing verse 2 and the men verse 3 and everybody in verse 4 and 1. All right?
Oh, the sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the summer morn I sigh for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark have been the mean, but there
276. Let's take two more yet. 509. All right. Well, I've heard several there. Did I hear a 94? 93. What were the other two? 364. Was there any other one? 243. Well, that keep us busy here for a little bit. Let's start with 276. 276. Sorry, my voice is not up to par this evening, but the rest of you just helped me out. This is a beautiful song. Maybe a little bit lengthy with all the other songs we have to sing. So why don't we sing verses 1, 2, and 5? And maybe we'll just sing the chorus the last time. Something that's a little bit of a difficulty on this song is on the third score, where it says, "Laden with the breath of flowers." Those two notes there on flowers, each one gets a beat. So just watch how that's sung when you sing that. All right, we'll sing 1. 2 and 5. I am dwelling on the mountain.
Oh, so I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams o'er a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds. Where the air is laden with the breath of flowers, they are blooming by the fountain, neath the I can see far down the mountain. Pathway through
sun is always bright.
All right, 509. 509. From Greenland's icy mountains. Sing the first three verses.
Oh, from Greenland's icy mountains, from India's coral strand, where
that right? 93. Oh, come all ye faithful. Wonderful song. Are you feeling good and comfortable sitting, or would you like to stand for a song? Whichever. All right? Good. Let's stand. Look at 364. Maybe we can just see a couple of these yet. 364. We'll love to cast out fear. All right. Where are we here? Got one more after this one yet? Well, I don't hate to lose any of the verses, but maybe we'll just try about three verses again. May not be quite as familiar, but I think we can sing this, so let's give it a try.
Do, so do. Oh, love that casts out fear.
Have sung that song. 243. Right, we've been singing this song a number of times and we enjoy to sing it every time, so let's do it again this evening. I know that my Redeemer liveth.
Oh, oh, oh. I know that my Redeemer liveth,
and on the earth
again shall stand. I know he's
the Lord
liveth,
that grace and power
are in his hand.
He speaks, it cannot die.
Appreciate your vibrant singing there. I'm just thinking that by our next hymn sing, well, there'll probably be more faces missing as people go to various appointments. And maybe we could just sing a verse or so of God be with you till we meet again. And I know the chorus is coming up to give us a few numbers. So let's see. I don't know what song number that is. Does anybody know right off by heart? 600 something? 612. Let's look, turn to number 612. Maybe we can sing two verses on that. Maybe the first two verses. Well, I don't know. So hard to miss that third one yet, where we ask the Lord to put his arms around us and keep you. Maybe on the third verse, of course, if you're able to come up, you could. And we'll look for your closing numbers and turn the time over to our ministers, whoever's closing the service here.
Oh, God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels, God uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again.
Verse 2 right away.
God be with you till we meet again. His wings protecting hide you. Daily manna still provide you. God.
Two more songs to sing. First one, command from Jesus, freely ye have received, freely give. And the second song, a song about heaven, a song about Jesus' return, soon and very soon.
Sin in Jesus' name, I believe. Dying there, we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
No more